Sweden to place boys in traditionally female summer jobs, vice versa to break gender roles. By Virginia Hale on March 13, 2019. Swedish authorities will steer male teenagers who apply for summer jobs towards traditionally female professions and vice versa this year in order to break traditional gender roles, local media reports. A total of 3,000 young people in their final year of compulsory schooling have registered for Uppsala Municipality's 2019 job scheme, in which every teenager who applies within the time limit will be guaranteed a 3-week work placement over the summer. Public broadcaster Sweden's Television, SVT, reported Monday on the municipality's announcement that, from this year, the authorities matching teenage applicants with summer jobs will deliberately seek to counteract traditional gender career patterns, for example by steering boys towards working at preschools. It is about breaking gender patterns as early as possible, and this is one way for us to do that, stated Mohammed Hassan, chairman of Uppsala Municipality's Labor Market Committee. We have to work to foster gender equality at all levels. And we must start early, the Liberal People's Party councillor stressed, telling SVT, it should be every bit as normal for a guy as for a girl to work in preschools. Professional roles should not come with labels. The same applies to jobs which are perceived as traditionally male, such as in clearing and painting roles, where we are wanting to see more female workers. We intend to make sure to have a good spread of both girls and boys so that everyone can try out different professions, he added. Famously feminist, the Swedish state has long attempted to deconstruct differences between the sexes and to engineer equality of outcome through top-down dictates such as the 1998 introduction of rules requiring every preschool to counteract traditional gender roles and gender patterns. Despite authorities' outgoing and ever-expanding efforts to create a gender-free society, study after study has confirmed findings of what has been termed by researchers the gender equality paradox. Sweden and its progressive Nordic neighbors have a much smaller proportion of women in science, technology, engineering, and mathematics, STEM, careers, and working as managers, top executives, and business owners than nations ranked far lower on female empowerment, which make little or no effort to shape gender-equal outcomes in society.